Every time the farmers buy seeds, fertilizer, or other inputs, they pay an extra 5% in addition to the price. This extra cost is the insurance premium. The farmers are paid back for their inputs if their crops fail because of drought or flood. The program is designed for maize and wheat farmers, like Josephat Langat. He owns a 2-hectare farm near Eldoret in western Kenya.
In a case where we don't have a lot of rainfall, it means we are going to lose all the crops. So, but this insurance policy is going to cover the farm inputs that we use in the farms, so that it's going to give us the certainty of going back to the farms again if the rains don't come.
He buys his agricultural inputs at Maraba Investments in Eldoret. About 200 farmers signed up for the insurance within the first 2 weeks that it was being offered there. Beatrice Kimboy is a director of the business.
When a farmer elects to join the insurance, we sell the product on wholesale so that the premium is reduced, so that he doesn't feel it, so that it cushions him, and I have also sold the product.
Beatrice Kimboy says every day she and her workers register from 5 to 10 farmers in the program. When farmers buy their inputs, the store worker uses a mobile phone camera to scan barcode symbols that match the product. A text message confirming the policy number and sale is then sent automatically. The program also uses solar-powered weather stations to record local rainfall amounts. The data is sent to the UAP insurance company. When there is crop failure because of a drought or flood, farmers receive a text message. It tells them to receive payment from their business where they purchase their inputs. And that's the VOA Special English Agricultural Report, with reporting by Kathy Maitini in Eldoret, Kenya.